Ian Hunter may best be known for this song, the David Bowie tune, All the Young Dudes. It was a big hit for Hunter's band, Mott the Hoople, in 1972.
In the head when he was 25. Speed jive, don't want to stay alive when you're 25.
But Ian Hunter is still rocking. His post-Hoople career includes more than a dozen critically acclaimed solo CDs. The latest is When I'm President, released late last year.
Well, mother, I'm a stranger in a strange land. I feel like an alien.
In his review for the website Sun209.com, critic Ken Paulson wrote that Ian Hunter will never be elected, but long may he run. We spoke with Hunter in 2009 after his CD Man Overboard came out, and we asked him first if he minded that we started off by playing All the Young Dudes.
I'm past minding.
So you don't mind? You know that that one's the big one?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, the medium campers, yeah.
So, do you remember maybe the first time you played that song?
The first time we played it was the first time we recorded it. And we did All Young Dudes, and we did a song called One of the Boys, which became the B-side. That was it. It was that quick.
How about the first time you played in front of a live audience? When was that?
Oh, God. It was a pub. And music used to drive me crazy. I would jump about like a lunatic. I couldn't help myself. And people used to come to the pub and just stare at me, doing this ridiculous kind of war dance thing. They never really listened to music. They just stared at me doing this really stupid dance. I remember that. That was the White Hart pub in Northampton in England.
I left my guitar on top of the bar, my jacket and coat on the seat. I'm over the counter, I'm up the back stairs, they all fall.
Well, do you still jump around like crazy, Ian?
No. I couldn't dance all the way through. It was just when I, in the early days, you know, when you first heard Jerry Lee Lewis and when you first heard Little Richard, it just had this enormous effect on my body. Unfortunately, my brain wasn't in control at that time.
You know, forgive me, but I did not know that you are 70 years old. And and I hope you don't mind me asking, but it seems that there are several songs on this new CD where you mention getting older, maybe dealing with your own mortality. Do you see it like that?
No, not really. I never noticed.
No?
One of the reasons I keep doing it is because I'm staving that off. Everybody I work with is about 20, 25 years younger than I am, you know, so it never dawns on me.
Really?
The only time it ever dawns on me is when I go back home to Shrewsbury or Northampton, and my old friends, of course, they're 72, and it's a bit of a shock, you know.
And what is it like to spend time with them?
Well, if you want to hang around with somebody who wants to talk about prostate surgery for 3 hours, it's fun. You know?
So you stay working so you can stay with the younger set, huh?
Oh, yeah, it just never occurs to me.
Well, I'd like to listen to a bit of this song. It's titled Arms and Legs. Let's listen.
Up in the morning, steady on my feet. I can't seem to focus. Didn't get much sleep last night. I look in the mirror. What do I see? There's a ghostly shadow of a man staring back.
That's also a bit of a love song, Ian Hunter. And there are other songs on the CD that are about love, either love that may be working or love that maybe is not working. And I'd like to play a bit of this song right now. It's titled Flowers.
Danger lurks in every alleyway, the top 2%. Out of touch, no one learns from the lessons of history. Sometimes flowers ain't enough. They fill your heart with ancient mystery, and no one knows who to trust. It's too late with
times flowers ain't enough.
Ian, can you tell us a little bit about this song, Flowers?
It's just people have a way of, 18-year-old kids and 19-year-old kids go out there and they get killed. And all we seem to be able to do is put flowers around. It just makes me sick, to be honest with you.
You mean kids who are sent off to war?
Yeah. It's just stupid. We should be we should have outgrown this by now, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But for one reason or another, we haven't. I just find flowers. Does that make people feel happy to leave flowers? I mean, to me, that's not enough.
There are other songs on the CD, too, that are just fun. We have this one. It's Girl from the Office. Let's listen to a little.
Everybody says that the girl from the office is the best-looking girl that you've ever seen. Everybody smiles at the girl from the office when she walks across the factory floor.
So, Ian, where did that song come from?
It came from working in a factory, a place called Sentinel in Shrewsbury in Shropshire in England, when I was about, 16, 17. You know, if a girl walked through, you were covered in muck, and a girl had walked through, and of course everybody would be eyeing them because they were clean. They came out of the office, you know. I mean, girls you wouldn't even look at the weekend look gorgeous on a Monday morning. It sort of struck me that there was one who was particularly good looking, and I just thought, because I was such a nondescript person and nobody took any notice of me, I thought if I got to go with her, people would start noticing me. I'd be somebody, you know, how you'd think when you're like 16 or 17. And that happened. I wound up going with her, and my estimation on the factory floor went sky high. I was a happening dude. But it's a true story, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
I find it very difficult to fabricate totally. There's got to be an element of truth in there.
Mm-hmm.
Poetic license has its place, but I feel so much better if there's some element, something I can see in the memory.
Is there a song on the CD that you'd like to talk about that we haven't mentioned, Ian?
No, not really. I mean, I always find it very difficult talking about songs because you sort of talked about them doing them.
We heard that Mata Hoople is getting together for a series of 40th anniversary concerts in London in October. And the first two shows, they sold out so fast that you had to add three more shows. Are you surprised by that?
Yeah, I was. I figured two would be nice, you know. It was the quickest selling show in London for about 3 days.
So do you know how to dance now for this reunion tour?
Still crap.
My mind in the great left behind. I gotta get myself out of here. Man overboard.
That's Ian Hunter. We spoke with him in 2009 when his CD Man Overboard came out. This is the title song.
I'll never lie. Anyone can tell you where you can find me. Drunk and
Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Deborah Becker. Please join us again, Here and Now.
Well, there's rain on the ground, and I can see upside down.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
PRI. Public Radio International.